1 Timothy chapter 4. Some people teach lies. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
The Holy Spirit tells us clearly about things that will happen in the last days. He says that some people will stop believing the true word from God. Instead, they will believe lies that come from bad spirits. Those devils will trick them, and they will believe their lies. Some people teach those lies. They tell everybody they are good people, but really they are bad, and they never feel bad about the bad things they do. They tell people, you can't marry anyone, it is wrong. And they tell people, there are some kinds of food you can't eat. You just have to leave them alone. These things they say are not true. God tells us in His book that He made everything good. That means that He made all food good. We believe that word and know it is true. So we don't have to leave any kind of food alone. Instead, we can just thank Him for it and eat it. God's word says that all food is good, so we pray to Him and thank Him for it. And then it is all right for us to eat it.
You have to be a good worker for Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
So teach those things to all the Christians. In that way you will be a good worker for Jesus Christ. You believe God's word and follow the things it says. And in that way you feed your spirit with God's word to make yourself strong. Don't take any notice of those silly stories that are not true. Stories that lie about God. But train yourself to respect God and take notice of Him. You sometimes hear people say, if we train our bodies, we will get fit to play sport and we will live better lives now. And that is good for us now. But if we train our spirits to respect God and take notice of Him, we will not only live better lives now, but we will live a lot better in the life that will come after we die. Just like God promised us. That is a lot better for us. If people tell that message, they tell a true story, and everybody has to follow that message. We know it is true, so we work hard for God and we are sure that He will give us a better life after we die. We are sure about God. He is alive and He wants to save everybody. And He really will save those that believe in Him. So teach everybody these things and tell them that they have to follow these words. Don't worry if some people think you are too young to be their leader. You live the right way yourself, and this will show them that you are a good leader. Then they will see the way a Christian has to live. So talk in the right way. And talk about the right things, and do everything the right way, and love people, and believe strongly in Jesus. And don't do wrong with women. Then everyone will see that you live right like this, and they will not think that you are too young. So keep going till I get there. Make sure you read God's book in your meetings. Teach them the true message, and tell them how to do what it says. Do you remember the time the church leaders laid their hands on you and prayed for you? And the Holy Spirit gave them a special word about you. Don't forget that God gave you special power at that time. It is His special gift to you. So keep on using that power from God. Think hard about these things and always do them, so that everybody will see that you get better all the time. Be careful to live properly and to teach the right things. You have to keep on doing these things so that God will save both you and the people that listen to you.